Dawn Meats, headquartered at Granny, was founded in Waterford in 1980. It currently exports to over 50 countries and has more than 8,000 employees globally, with 10 sites in Ireland alone. With an international spotlight on meat in connection with climate change, Group Development Manager at Dawn, Paul Nolan, says the green agenda is of high importance to the company.
It's something that we've been working on for over 20 years, believe it or not. And our CEO actually chairs our green agenda, so that he is very clearly putting out the signal as to how important that is on the list of things that we need to be very good at taking care of. We are totally on renewable energy now. We, for example, have saved enough, if you like, electricity over the last number of years to fuel something like 20,000 houses a year. So all of the work that we do is very much towards mitigating the environmental effects of agriculture and the business that we're in. And I think we try to do that on a number of fronts. Well, one is obviously with our farm suppliers. So, for example, we invest well over $1 million per annum now in research and development and knowledge transfer to our suppliers to help them to do what they do even better. We're very conscious that we're uniquely placed in Ireland with over 100,000 beef families, beef and lamb, on grass. We also then work with our own sites in developing everything from biodiversity to energy to the cost of heating water and the efficient ways of doing that. And then when we do all this, we try to disseminate that information. So we try all the time to involve the community, to let them know the journey we're on. So we go to the day schools, for example, through junior academies, and we teach them a little bit of what's going on and get them interacting with us. Delighted to be working, for example, with Waterford Council and supporting the whole idea of Waterford becoming the first decarbonised city. And I suppose at the end of the day, what we're really doing, we hope, will contribute not only to our business, but to the community.
Cantech is a technology provider that started as a photocopier dealership in Waterford City in 1994. The business has grown both organically and through strategic acquisitions over the years to become an industry leader in technology solutions. Marketing content writer with Cantech is Deirdre Spillan. She says the company has many initiatives to promote green policies.
As providers of managed print services, we don't exactly scream green excellence, but despite that, we're doing everything in our power to be as green as we can be. Our own migration to digital further strengthens the green agenda, and while pushing the paperless office flies in the face of our traditional model, the resulting reduction in printing and related waste is the way of the future. And I suppose from the very beginning, we've always encouraged our customers to be environmentally aware regarding their own printing habits. So we would recommend duplex printing, scan to email as a preference to printing, and we'd always advise on ways to cut down on our print spend. We promote Canons. It's a particular series of machines. It's called the EQ80 for high volume printing. And these are actually refurbished and remanufactured models that save up to 80% of the device's overall carbon footprint. More specifically then within the business, so things like excess paper left in the trade-out machines is salvaged and donated to schools and creches, and general recycling is strongly encouraged within the company. But we also have a number of different projects and programmes that would have warranted our being shortlisted for the Green Excellence category. One of them, planting of trees and shrubs, is one very simple way to decarbonise a city. So we give living gifts to our staff for significant occasions such as, you know, weddings, new babies, big birthdays, the roundy ones. Then we would have a very strong transition to electric vehicles. For example, we of our current fleet of vehicles, 5 of them are electric vehicles. We've provided charging stations within the Cork office and our Limerick and Waterford offices as well. We've also actually just very recently, we've progressed a venture with in collaboration with Collect, whereby the empty toner bottles are fully recycled in Ireland. We sent 1,000 toners back for recycling in January, and we've set very, very high targets for the coming years.
Viking Irish Drinks produces a range of organically made ciders, wines and liqueurs for sale to restaurants, bars, hotels and the off-trade. The company's commitment to the environment and green excellence is by producing within the ethos of sustainability within its ecosystem with low-carbon bottling and recyclable labelling and packaging. All wastewater from the cidery is fed to a reed bed system, which creates a natural habitat for much wildlife, and its annual tree planting includes native trees and cider apple trees. Owner of Viking Irish Cider, David Dennison, says there's a huge appetite for locally grown organic food and drink that doesn't involve air miles.
We're on the cusp of a wave here in Ireland for small producers. to supply, you know, every sector of the market, from restaurants, retail. Certainly I am passionate about it. I'm definitely really, really passionate about it, because, you know, when you produce something and, you know, it's done organically like we do, then you know that you're actually selling something that people will really, really like.
What's Waterford like as a place to do business in as a food or drink producer?
It's good. And you know something, I've lived in Waterford for a long time, over 35 years. And in the last 10 years, with the likes of Food the Waterford Way, that body has sort of brought on producers to work with the restaurants and the cafes and the bars. And we've fantastic producers, really passionate.
Where do you operate from, David, and how many staff have you?
We operate from Halfway House, which is roughly about from Faithleg House. It's only about 4 kilometres. And we employ one full-time person, one part-time person.
Are we starting to open our minds a bit in terms of not just always looking to France, Spain, Australia, Africa?
It's funny. Would you believe it? At the moment, we've got about 12 small vineyards in Ireland, and they're all relatively young, new. Like, we planted our vines in 2010. We've 1 hectare, about 3,500-4,000 vines. I think the more that produce it and the more that comes onto the market, you'll see a little bit more competition. And yes, there is definitely an opening here in Ireland. We can grow grapes for wine.
And best of luck to Dawn Meats, Cantec and Viking Irish Drinks, nominated in Green Excellence. On Monday, it's the turn of Best New Business.